2020 Democrats cheer House's partisan vote on impeachment rules. By Joshua Kaplan on October 31, 2019. 2020 Democrat presidential candidates on Thursday applauded House Democrats' partisan approval of their impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. The lower chamber voted 232 to 196 in favor of House Resolution 660. The vote split mostly down party lines, with four members abstaining. No Republican voted for the resolution and two Democrats, Reps. Colin Peterson, MN, and Jeff Van Drew, NY, voted against the resolution. One independent lawmaker, former Republican Justin Amash, ME, favored the bill. The measure directs certain committees to continue their ongoing investigations as part of the existing House inquiry into whether sufficient grounds exist for the House to exercise its constitutional power to impeach Donald Trump, President of the United States of America, and for other purposes. The resolution also enables Republicans to request witnesses and documents, authorize committees to release interview transcripts and outline public hearings. It also allows President Trump and White House counsel to attend hearings, question witnesses and recommend additional testimony and evidence. Following the vote, several Democrat White House contenders expressed their support for the development. "This president took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. So did every member of Congress," tweeted South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. "This president violated that oath, betraying our country and leaving our representatives with no choice but to uphold their own. Congress must move forward with impeachment." Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, tweeted of the vote, "Reminder, no one is above the law, including the President of the United States." Progressive billionaire Tom Steyer, founder the pro-impeachment organization Need to Impeach, tweeted 2 years ago, "The political establishment told me I was wrong to call for Donald Trump's impeachment. When we organize, we win," he added. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, stated that he was proud of House Democrats for putting partisan politics aside and setting up a process that builds consensus by ensuring the American people see the damning evidence. Thursday's authorization is the first major step toward the impeachment of President Trump. The greatest witch hunt in American history. The president tweeted after the vote. In a statement after the vote, the White House defended President Trump and faulted Democrats for trying to destroy his presidency. "The UPI contributed to this report."